Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
In baseball, hitting a home run is one of the best parts of the game. But to be at the best in life, you also need to hit a home run. Pastor Kevin Myers spent years in a struggling church plant, striking out time and time again, until he learned a pattern for living that brought about life change. Using a baseball diamond as an analogy, Pastor Myers shows us the path to being all that God wants us to be. Pastor Myers explained when he first saw the parallels between a baseball diamond and the Christian life.
I discovered, Neil, when my firstborn son was 11 years old, that even as a pastor, I didn't know how to disciple him. And God was unfolding this fact that there are about four things that everybody needs to win in life. And it doesn't matter whether you're a Christian, non-Christian, agnostic, atheist, doesn't really matter. Everybody has the same four things they're trying to win in life. Now, I can describe it in various ways, but I laid those out on a diamond because I needed to help my 11-year-old understand how God is going to grow him up. I wanted to help him figure out how to become God's man, and it needed to connect for an 11-year-old, but it needed to transfer into his adult life. That's where the diamond came into play, something that's simple, accessible, a kid can play it, and yet it moves all the way into a multi-billion dollar industry where pro athletes can hardly pull it off and get on the base themselves. So with that, I simply made these four concepts, which we really call the elements for a home run life. And we laid out home plate, connecting with God, and first base character, and second base community, and third base competence. And I can make sense of that if you want here on, in this conversation. But once we begin to lay that out and realize that there is a pattern that God uses to grow us up, if you can figure out what that pattern is and walk that pattern, your chance to get a home run life multiplied. If you don't figure that out and you run the bases wrong, or as we often say, backwards, then you're going to be thrown out repeatedly. And you're going to wonder, what's wrong with my life? And so that was the simple but profound concept that began to unfold that I took in the life of my son. And really, it's become the core of discipleship for our church.
You made the comment, which sort of made me laugh about, running to the wrong base is funny if you're in Little League, but really not in life, right? I mean, and the fact is many of us are doing that, aren't we?
We really are. When we call third base competence, we really call that success and career in a material world. And we're so driven in this world. We live in a performance-based world. That's just a given. And so our career becomes our purpose rather than our creator. And even as Christians, we get caught up in that. So instead of God, our creator, becoming the core of our purpose, what happens is we try and get God to help us achieve our career as our purpose.